Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Failing Better. I'm Sean McLaughlin.
I'm Johnny Pelham.
And we're here. We're here. It's a beautiful Tuesday as it's being released. And me and Johnny are sat down here and we're recording 6 episodes in the next 24 hours. So
it's, Anything can happen.
I really am. There's a sort of nervous excitement to how I'm feeling, Johnny, but I'm also sort of dreading it. It's a bit like when a team gets promoted into the Premier League and you're excited to be doing so much fun stuff, but you know that if you have a bad first game, It's all downhill from there.
Yeah, we're making 2 weeks of content in 24 hours, and it could go anyway. This could be the beginning of a new dawn for Failing Better. It could be the end of a tragic era for Failing Better.
Well, yeah, and I don't like the idea of bad omens. But just before I pressed record, I did say to Johnny, "Hey, do you have your microphone plugged in?" And Johnny said, "I completely forgot I even needed a microphone." So, we've been doing this for over a year, and we're almost at the point where we know instinctively that you need recording equipment.
I was so focused on content, I forgot about form.
What a brilliant save that is, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm complete bullshit. It's a great save, isn't it?
And absolutely wasted on the rats that listen to this.
Maybe I can become like a PR sort of campaigner for ExxonMobil or someone really evil. Because what they need is they need sound bites which sound good in spite of the fact that that's not reality, and maybe that's what I can provide the world.
Yeah. I mean, that must be one of the easiest jobs, right? Doing PR for an oil company, because you probably get paid so much money, you're not realistically expected to change anyone's mind. I mean, who genuinely looks at Exxon Global and thinks, well, I actually think they're really good
environment. I was very anti the big polluters, but then I watched that they did a little video where they talked to a polar bear, and it really changed my opinion. The polar bears want to swim.
Look, more water for the polar bears. We should all be happy about that.
Exactly.
I love having a paddle. Why is it just people in Spain who get to have a paddle? Surely all of God's creatures should be able to have a paddle outside their home.
I completely agree.
Sorry, we're about to take a sip of drink there, Johnny, so you're going to have to say something.
Sean's sipping his drink. I think he's doing quite well. I'm watching him. He's absolutely nailed it.
That is the worst thing you could have said.
Absolutely nailed it.
That's the worst thing. I said, I'm going to have a sip of my drink. You're going to have to say something. And so what you said is, Sean is sipping his drink. You basically went into,
I was commentating on your...
When blind people have to go to films and they have to have an audio description of what's happening.
Well, maybe that's another job I could do. I like this podcast so far because we're coming with lots of creative jobs that I could do which aren't podcasting or stand-up.
All right. You do audio description. I'll do things. Yeah. And you, the listener, whether you're visually impaired or not, you can't see what I'm doing, can you? So think about that. So this is actually a perfect test, Johnny.
All right.
So I'm going to do some things. Yeah. And Johnny's going to describe what I'm doing and we'll see if we can get him a little job as an audio... What are they called? Is it just audio descriptions for the blind, isn't it?
I think that's probably what they're called. But I'll be honest, if I'm gonna get this job, I will look that up in the interview rather than turn it up to the interview and going, "What even is this fucking job called?"
Well, that's the thing, if you've got the interview. I mean, it's probably not just like an open interview for the job. I think it's quite specific. So you probably have found out before then. Anyway, right, let's do this.
Right.
Okay.
Sean is taking off his trousers. Sean is sticking out his tongue in a seductive manner. Sean is showing me his engorged penis.
Sean is literally giving Johnny the finger. Sean is actually giving Johnny the finger. Do not hire this man. Do not hire this pervert to describe films and television.
Sean is
Fiona Bruce is taking off her blouse. Hugh Edwards is giving me the evil eye.
From his little penis, this little Welsh dicky is winking at me. Hugh Edwards, you naughty boy.
Hugh Edwards, little Welsh dinky is winking at me.
Anyway, let's move on.
Should we find another job for you to do? Yeah. Editor might be a good job. Editor, do you know how to edit stuff? Because this already this episode is going to be a hell of a job.
I don't think it is. I think everything we sensify is gold.
Okay, I agree.
Audio jobs- gold.
Okay. What other jobs would you like to do, Johnny? Any other fun jobs you could do?
Well, I guess maybe what I should do is focus on the jobs I have and try and do them competently.
What, like a social media expert? I mean, you've done two clips recently.
Motherfucking clips. Were you impressed when they came? First of all, I said I was going to do it. Did you have any belief that they would happen?
You said to me, you sent me a message saying, I've got a clip. I'm making a clip. It should be ready in 3 hours. Which is, first of all, I was amazed at that. Yeah. I thought, well, look, is that a long time to make a clip? Yes. Is that a long time for Johnny Pelham to make a clip? Absolutely not. I was very impressed.
I started 6 months ago.
Still a huge improvement. Yeah. Huge improvement. I mean, I would say you did it exactly right, Johnny. I was very impressed. You put it in landscape mode. You didn't sort of factor in the real dimensions of 916.
No, you put the writing
very small all the way along.
That was. Did you see the second one?
You uploaded it at, what was it, like 10 p.m., which is, I think that's viewed as like the optimum time to upload it. Because that's, you know, basically people want to know that there's something there if they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning for a shit.
The thing you're focusing on, Sean, is the first video where all those mistakes were made. And then what did Johnny do? He learned from his mistakes. The second video, in the right ratio frame, bigger subtitling, released at a good time. And you know what? Frankly, it got about 8 likes and made me want to stop doing it instantly.
Well, I've got your second one up here. Let me have a look.
It's the perfect clip, is it? It's better than that clip is better than anything anyone's ever achieved in life so far.
It's pretty stretched out. Would you say that we're stretched out there?
I would, but the problem is the video we use, we can't get it into an Instagram form without us being stretched out.
Well, I was going to suggest there that maybe we just don't have video. Maybe we just do audio.
Video's better though. I think everyone has video.
Yeah, but people have video because you can actually see them. They can't see us on these.
You can. You can see my sexy face. You can see my sexy...
Do you know what I'm very impressed with? You have done that thing where the subtitling, every word as it's being said, the colour of the word changes. Now, be honest, did it take you to figure that one out?
It was actually very quick because there was a 10-minute video which told you everything you needed to know. I'm like, yeah, I should have watched this a year ago.
Yeah. I know everyone has video stuff, but like we don't know how to do that.
I think let's just do videos and make. I think I'm going to keep putting out a video. Well, that doesn't mean we have to say something clippable. And so far, I guess maybe we can talk about maybe Hugh Edwards' dick in the clip.
I think we're tempting fate with our relationship with the BBC as it is, without threatening national sweetheart Hugh Edwards.
Imagine that. Imagine if we got on the news because we were sort of... I mean, I think that'd be a big story if we managed
to get... that little fireman Sam prick do what he wants to us. Oh, hello there, boys. What you up to? Oh, fuck off.
That's unexpected. So do you not like Hugh Edwards?
I actually really like Hugh Edwards. I've got to say that. I think Hugh Edwards is the last of the great newsreaders.
What? You've taken us down a path then... Absolutely gone the other way there. So I agree, though, actually. Hugh Edwards has got that sort of authority of a man who should be presenting the news. Some of them you think, what is this guy doing? Whereas he's got it.
I think he's just got that gravitas. He knows when to keep it light, but he knows that it's a dour situation. I mean, it's not a... Ultimately, he was the guy who was chosen to break the news to the nation that the Queen had died. You know? They're not going to give that to Lizo Nzimba from Newsround.
You've got good knowledge about sort of news.
Yes, I really do. I always was a big fan of Fiona Bruce.
Yeah.
Who has now moved on to Pastures New. I think the newsroom misses
that. Sounds
her.
A lot like Fiona Bruce has died.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're not hosting the 10 o'clock news on the BBC, you are dead to me. Which means that I'm dead to me, my wife is dead to me.
So Fiona Bruce has gone, sadly, straight to hell.
Straight to hell.
So what are we talking about? Hugh Edwards and your liking of him.
Don't you think he's great?
I think he's got the right gravitas for the job.
For people who aren't from the UK who listen to this, Hugh Edwards is like the BBC's, I would say he's their main anchor now. Their main news anchor man.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine I'd say I'm probably the main anchor of this podcast. Imagine the sort of me but on the BBC. Do you think that's right?
Yeah, he's the Johnny Pelham of BBC News. And their viewership has really shot up since he started making those stretched out clips of them that he's uploaded at midnight. All right, how's it going? I'm just making a fucking clip. I'm going to clip up the bit where I'm going to clip up the bit where Zelensky has a loaf of bloody bread. Right? It doesn't fit in the 916 dimensions. We're going to stretch it out more, you bastard.
You've got quite a good Welsh accent.
Thanks.
Oh, you've got quite a good Welsh accent.
That sounded like when Martin Lawrence plays Big Mama. Oh, hello!
You went viral this week, Sean. You got like 700,000...
Yeah, you want to talk about clips? I've got a fucking clip. I've got a clip in this, in my Glock.
Sean, I'll do a bit of audio description there. When Sean said that, he made the gesture like a gun with his hand.
Yeah, clip. Get it? I don't expect you to get it, listeners. You're kind of... A lot of virgins listen to us. But cool kids like me, living on the streets, we understand about guns and stuff.
Whoa, that sounds really cool.
Thank you. I've been doing... I finally just had enough time in my life to start clipping up some of my stand-up, and I've put a few... I'm trying to do it more.
It's gone really well. People are loving you.
I did one, and it's had loads of responses. And then I did one again afterwards, and it's had nothing. But I suppose that's the game, isn't it?
The thing that I thought the one that went well is like, why London's the best place to live in the UK. And what's great about that is then everyone is like, no, it's not. Or, yeah, it is. And it creates like... So you just need to get... That's what we need to aim to. Content that is like... going to spark debate.
I think that's the problem, isn't it? Is in order to genuinely go viral organically and sort of outside of your own bubble, these things are designed for people to be confrontational or to say sort of contentious things. And actually what I was saying wasn't particularly contentious, but I suppose even if you're saying London is good, you're always going to get some dorks from, where you're from, no offence.
From Manchester?
Saying things like, no, it's fucking Oasis are from here, so so's Jesus, fuck off.
Do you think... I think we should try and do some controversial content then that sort of splits us, and then we can say, whose side are you on? And then that way we can go viral.
What's a topic? I mean, do we disagree strongly on any topic?
What's your favourite spread on toast?
I don't eat toast.
You fucking son of a bitch.
That's it. That's the clip.
That's it. Sean doesn't eat toast. And then you need to say something about like why not eating toast is better. Like why? I enjoy toast. What are your thoughts on it, Sean? And I'll say something really...
I also really enjoy toast, but I'm trying to slim down and it's sort of... I'm trying to be disciplined, but I'm probably going to have a few slices over the weekend.
Now that is going to go viral.
If that doesn't light a spark under the British public, then I don't know what will.
As the social media expert, I can say that that toast material is going to the top. That's going to be all garlic bread. That's going to be all out.
I like the idea because we have listeners from overseas who don't know what the garlic bread routine is. It's like a famous British comedy bit from a British comedian. So he's going, that toast bit is going to be our garlic bread. And they're probably thinking, what sort of strange feudal lifestyle are they living?
I did a gig yesterday that was awful. Shall I tell you about it?
Yeah, you have. I mean, do you know what I like about you so far, Johnny? You have not, you're not trying to let the conversation flow. You've got very set things you want to say, and you're saying them.
It just felt like that had reached its natural conclusion, but do you want to go back into Peter King?
I've got nothing to say, but what is your favourite spread on toast?
Nutella, I think, but I can't have it because if I start Nutella, I don't stop. I can't. If I have a tub of Nutella, I will not. I'll just eat it in like 2 days.
Yeah, fair flips, mate.
I never understand these people who have like wine cellars and they just have loads of like people who have wine in their house that isn't half drunk at the wine. I just don't understand these people.
I've not been drinking at all. Like the last few weeks, I've not been drinking.
Oh, really? How have you found it?
Awful. I hate my life. I'm being very disciplined, diet and drinking intake wise and exercise wise, and it is having the results. Like, I'm very proud to report to you, and you, Johnny, and you, the listener, that there's a chance I might have a hot bod, actually.
Really? Can we see the bod?
No.
Well, what's the point in having a hot bod unless you show it?
Well, it's just knowing that I've got one. It's the same as how I feel about my AK-47. I'm not gonna show it to everyone, but I know I've got it, so...
There's no way the AK-47 isn't what you call your penis. Locked and loaded.
I call that the Nerf gun.
So you, that's it. So you're getting a hot bod?
It's less unhot than it was, if that's not too cumbersome a way of putting it. There is clearly a not even a glass ceiling. I would say a platinum ceiling to how hot my bod can get. But I had also reached the basement.
You're in the cellar.
I had reached the basement. I'd fritzled my own body.
And that's exciting. So are you, because are you...
Can I just say, I think your mic's being weird. You're laughing and it doesn't pick up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I
need to be funnier. Johnny's face has gone weird.
Has it?
Yeah, you looked very concerned. You literally looked like you found out what the problem was. And the problem was, the reason my mic's not working is because I've got 45 minutes to live.
Oh, no, it's actually 64 minutes, and I'm going to spend that time with you, our listeners, and with you, my good friend, Sean Patrick McLaughlin.
That's Joseph Patrick McLaughlin to you, scumbag.
What were we talking about? On your penis being an AK-47, are you getting a
hot bod? No, we weren't talking about that. It's actually quite telling that that's what you think we were talking about.
So you're getting a hot bod?
No, but here's the point. Here's the point. Right, yeah. Am I going to go to the beach?
I want you to be able to show the world your hot bod. Do you think if you took your body off, a woman would go, wow, what a lovely body that man has?
If I took my body off, yeah, I'm sure my... What a lovely body that he's taken off. He's unscrewed. Like Mr. Potato Head.
What was the point you were trying to say?
The point I was trying to say is tonight...
Oh.
I'm going out for burgers. And... beer. And all I can think about is beer.
Really, that's exciting. Can I tell you what I'm worrying about, Sean? We're meant to be doing a 10 a.m. recording tomorrow, and I'm seeing that as looking possibly just not going to happen.
Well, Johnny, if you remember correctly, early on in this podcast's life, you would frequently come to the recordings, having already been at the pub that day. So I think the fact that I'm having one burger and a beer the night before... Should not be a cause of concern.
There is no way you're going to have one beer. No one stops drinking, then has a beer. And it's like, actually, this lovely sensation that means all my worries feel slightly less real. There's no one stopping after one.
I am worried about how much better I like myself when I'm drinking.
For people like us, reality isn't our friend.
Reality's not an option for us.
Yeah, we have to be... We can't just go through life completely conscious and experience life as it should be experienced. I need something to dull and numb the reality of me.
Exactly.
So that's intense. So you're going to get absolutely shit-faced here. Who are you going with?
My wife.
My wife!
There'll be a lot of that going on. Let the corona flow. I even brought a mustache with me.
and a mankini for the where you're going to pop your AK-47 in.
I'm going to pop in the old Nerf gun. Unscrew the old body. My wife, Yekshimesh.
Why isn't our podcast bigger?
Why is our podcast stuttering?
So that's exactly where are you going for burgers? Like, is there?
We've got a voucher for Honest Burgers. Why is that funny to you? What have you ever had a fucking voucher for anything apart from to get sterilised from the council?
That's not a voucher. That's a mandate.
it's a court order.
You cannot breed.
We think it would be bad for the local economy if the concept of you having a child.
Yeah. I think house prices cannot thrive whilst there's a chance you will procreate.
Are you laughing at the idea that I'm going to Honest Burger, or are you laughing at the idea that I've got a voucher?
I think the idea you've got a little voucher and you're going to pop into a little Honest
Burger. If you say little before it, obviously it sounds pathetic. You could say that about anything. Oh, you're just having a little World War II. Like, everything sounds like that.
That's true, actually. But I just love the idea of, hi there, I was online with Apollo earlier, and it went really well, and now I've got my little voucher, and I'm really excited to eat my burger, because I've not been eating burgers, and I'm also going to have a beer, and I'm really excited, and me and my wife are going to have so much fun.
The problem is, that is going to be in my head when I go there. And I reckon I'll be more like that than I would have been if you hadn't said that. Hello there. Do you think I go to restaurants and the first thing I say is, I was on live at the Apollo?
No, you just hope someone notices. You go into the toilet. You go into the toilet. You lock the cubicle and then you start saying to yourself, oh my God, there's a guy on live at the Apollo here. Hoping that other people in the restaurant will hear it. Not realise it's you in the toilet saying that and it'll get round and you might get a free pudding or something.
Yeah, get a free pudding! Free pudding for the king of the Apollo! Three cheers! Hip, hip, hooray!
He's got a voucher for his burger,
Will you be paying? Oh, he'll be leaving a heck of a tip, I imagine. Oh, actually, no, I'm just paying with a voucher. Oh, for fuck's sake. Rolled out the red carpet and he's paying with a flipping voucher.
That's I like that, though. So I think you're going to have a lovely time at Honest.
You don't get you have vouchers? Is that vouchers not a thing in your life?
I'm too stupid for vouchers. I just don't know.
That is one of the most tragic yet accurate things you've ever said about yourself. I'm too stupid for vouchers. But the point of a voucher is there's no thought.
When you get them from?
You get a gift. It was a gift.
Oh, well, I thought, you know, like in the McDonald's.
Do you think that I'm just picking?
I
bought a voucher in lieu of money.
I thought you'd cut one out of a magazine or something. I don't know where vouchers are. Vouchers feel like a very 90s concept to me.
Well, maybe it's not. Well, I guess like a Groupon is a source of a voucher.
But there's something. So someone bought. Who bought you as a gift? Like a voucher to Honest Burger? That's the shittest gift. What was it? All right, let's do an act out.
There's all no right. act out.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your
first. I think I got it for. I don't remember.
You got it for Alexa.
No, I didn't get it for her. I got my wife. I've got my wife a voucher for Honest Burger for Christmas. That is like genuinely something I do have in my locker as well. Yeah. I do have that in me. Hey babe, look at that free gas check down Quick Fit. Someone's been good this year.
I've been hearing you talk a lot about desiring a vegan burger. Well, with this coupon, you can cash it in and get one of those.
You can get one of those. I was alive at the Apollo. If you tell the waiter, they might give me a pudding. No, I think it was given. I think I got given. This was a couple years ago. We were given like one of these.
You've kept this voucher for a couple of years.
We've been waiting for the right moment. Look. You don't go two-footed into an Honest Burger. You wait until exactly the right climactic conditions.
Yeah, I think what you say, I think this is what you do, Sean. You give the voucher in, you get the Honest Burger, and then you say to your wife, there's a reason I've taken us to Honest Burger, and that's because I feel we need an honest chat about our relationship. And as you're eating your burgers, you talk intentionally about what is working, what is not working, you have a cry, you can reconnect, you make passionate love on the floor of an honest burger. And you say, this is honest. This is who I am.
This is honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I go, wah, wah, wee, wah.
And then you say, I love the Apollo.
Wah, wah, wee, wah. Hope I get the pudding.
Has he been carted out there by the police correctly? He said, I'm on Live at the Apollo. My clip went viral. My clip went viral.
No.
You're not going to do that.
No, none of that. I think I got it as part of, sometimes you get these things and it's like, oh, night, you can pick what you do. And I think it was, we finally got around to using one. And my wife was like, oh, one of the things you can do is just go to Honest Burger. Is Honest Burger good? I don't think I've ever been. It's just like a,
it's just fine, like a sort of semi-upmarket
burger chain, right?
Exactly. It's one of those like £12 burger chains where it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be mine. But I think you'll have a good time there. I think I definitely would mention Live at the Apollo. I mention Live at the Apollo everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I say.
Do you always list your credits every time you get?
I'm like, yeah, I'll have a sandwich. I don't know if this changes anything, but I've been on Live at the Apollo. Is that still full price? They say yes. They say yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, you've got to just try and get in there.
I don't know if this changes anything. Imagine, next time I see you, we should go out for. I mean, we've both been on Live at the Apollo.
We should go out. They'd
probably pay us just to eat there. an honour having you both in Greg's.
Yeah, it's Live at the Apollo Squared. I'm trying to get a Lucas in and a sausage roll. I don't know if this changed anything, but we do the podcast failing better.
But we're on the podcast failing better. No, I will not leave. Yeah. No, I'm a paying customer. Yeah.
£28 for Lucasin. This inflation's gonna happen.
Well, speaking of credits, I noticed on your Edinburgh Fringe listing, Johnny, which is now out.
Oh,
we could end this episode with you promoting it. If you're going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, go see old Johnny Pelham do a show.
Two. I actually can't remember what time I'm on, but it's at the Pleasance, in a venue in the Pleasance.
I'll look it up now. How about that? But I noticed you didn't put the podcast in your listing.
Did I not?
No. Oh, acting so surprised.
I think you can change the website one anyway. Because the
Johnny Pelham, Optimism Over Despair. Johnny told the nation his biggest secret. He's pretty sure it was a mistake. Find out why this candid and bitingly funny new show, as seen on Live at the Apollo. Mock the Week, Alan Davis as yet untitled. Really, have you been on that?
Yeah, remember?
Genuinely, you.
It was actually really good. It was actually
no offence, really I can't think of anyone less suited to that show than you.
Well, I tell you what, you've skipped by Mock the Week, which is actually a lot more, a lot better way to insult with me. Because anecdotal stuff, I can do okay. Little jokes about Boris Johnson, no.
That's so funny. Oh, that's really good. I'm glad that you did all that. Herald Angel winner and Chortle Award nominee. So you sort of didn't put... I wouldn't have had that. I would have had... Failing Better is the greatest podcast of the world. Unfortunately, Sean McLaughlin, the main one, can't be in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. But if you want to see his sidekick, Johnny's also doing a show about how... I mean, your show... It's funny that you sort of always mentioned Live at the Apollo... when you're checking into restaurants and... Because it seems like here, like, your show is just about how you did Live at the Apollo. So are you basically doing this show... You're doing this show in Edinburgh on the hope that what? That the audience just give you free food? Is that the idea?
Well, that's the hope, really. I mean, hoping for... the dream for your combination, free food for life. And, you know, I just get to sort of wander around with a list of my credits. And, you know, people say, oh, you're not allowed to park there, sir. I say I did Alan Davis, I was getting titled. They say, fair enough. I'm not totally sure I understand how things work, but we're moving to a more bartering economy, I think, and I'm going to barter my credits for, you know, status, free items, and kudos.
I think it's going to work, and I respect you, and I'm really glad you've got great credits there. You've had a really good career, Johnny.
It's remarkable how few social media followers I have, and also my ticket sales. This actually reads perfectly well into my gig, which was terrible. Although I will say, I will add Failing Better. It was an oversight. It's not on there.
You genuinely shouldn't.
I should definitely.
Why would you add Failing Better? Put it. All it does needs to do is just put it like 75% of the poster should be just an advert for the podcast.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Don't worry about that for sure.
Do you want to talk about the gig on the next episode?
We could
because of the time.
How long have we done?
I don't know. You're supposed to time it.
I forgot that. I think we started at 10, so I think we've done about 28 minutes.
All right. Well, let's do your story then.
Quickly talk about that. I'm doing a preview with my new show.
Optimism Over Despair at the Pleasance Courtyard at...
10 to 6, is it? 10
to
7?
No, 10 to 7.
10 to 7.
It is. If you go there at 10 to 6, you will be the first
watching
in the queue.
Watching a better show.
Watching the back end of a far superior comedian. No, Johnny is genuinely one of the best comedians I've ever seen. And I genuinely don't say that lightly.
I'll do the audio. Sean is shaking his head repeatedly as he says
that. Sean is doing the sign of the cross. Johnny is handing over money.
I do a gig. It's in a games cafe, like a weird sort of games cafe. The promoter says, "Yeah, we're feeling pretty good. We've sold 6 tickets in advance."
Fucking hell!
All those credits, 6 tickets, 5 pass. Not one of them's turned up.
Then, I can't. Oh no!
Then a man dressed as a wizard just. Like purple trousers, purple hat, like full cone hat.
Should have told him you've been on Live at the Apollo. It might have given you a free wish or something.
I did.
You've been on Apollo Live. Take this orb, young sir.
And then 3 people turn up. So I thought, they all were like, yeah, we're going to do the show. I don't want to do it. But everyone else was up for it. So I didn't feel able to say, this is totally pointless. So I did the show. And the show is literally me talking about how much I regret doing Live at the Apollo and how it was massive. Because I talked about being sexually abused on there, which is crazy. And so I'm just talking. And there's just a wizard looking really bored.
So when you say it was a games cafe, was it like a board game cafe?
Yeah, I think
it wasn't like it had arcade games or anything.
No, yeah, it was like a board game cafe, so I think that's presumably where the wizard hangs out.
Yeah, probably turned up for a game of Dungeons & Dragons. Didn't expect to get... Wait, is that the guy from Alan Davis As Yet Untitled? Talking
yes,
about
is.
Sexual
yes,
abuse.
Yes, it is. And it was so bad. I don't think you've ever born a wizard before. But it's
Every day, mate. Oh, I've been there. That's what we should do the podcast about. Start a new podcast about all the times we've bored wizards.
But then a part of me thought, I'm glad. Because imagine if I found out the people who love my comedy in the wizard community. That'd also be awful.
It wouldn't be ideal, but you know what? There's probably enough of them. That's what you need is a niche. I've always thought that's what I don't have is a niche.
Mm. So maybe I can appeal to the magical folk.
Well, did the gig go well?
I would say the wizard was bored. No, he was initially engaged. Then he became distressed by the topic. Then he became bored. So he went through... It wasn't even like he was always bored. There was times when he was like, oh, this could be good. And then by the end he was like...
Oh, you had him and you lost him.
I'll never watch stand-up comedy again.
Well, Merlin, sorry about that.
What I'll say though is, all I will say is, a lot of my show right now is just me listing my credits and then saying, give me something for free.
Yeah, but that's why you do these that's why you do work in progresses and previews, because you, Johnny, have the talent to turn a list of your credits and begging for food and water and stuff into something transcendent.
Well, let's hope that's true.
I think you should be listing your credits and begging for food and water at the Albert Hall. At, you know, Carnegie Hall. I think these are the places you should be doing it.
The Hollywood Bowl. Johnny Pelham begs.
Johnny begs.
For stuff.
I'm really looking forward to seeing your show. I love your stand-up. You're one of my favourite stand-ups.
You're one of my favourite stand-ups. Isn't this heartwarming?
Isn't this absolutely heartwarming?
Sign up to our Patreon. We've not plugged that yet. It's free. It's not free. That's exactly what it is.
It's free. Sign up to our Patreon. It's free for just
pounds. £3 or £5 or £10
a month. You will get free content as long as you keep up the financial payments.
It's free in a way. If you squint, it's free. If you change what free means, it's free. No, it's only £3 a month if you... and it's loads of shits up there. It's good. Also, send us an email. I asked for an email if sending problems. Not one of you fucking cunts sending a problem.
Right, well, that's not going to help, is it? Well, also, listen to the last episode if you haven't. We did some hypothetical problems for Johnny to solve. He didn't know what Levi's was. He didn't know what Levi's was. He wouldn't shut up about pigeons stealing his sister. Don't, I'd say don't send us in any problems.
Please, I want to answer some problems because I feel like we. This is my new belief about this podcast. It needs to be more outward facing. We cannot do that. We don't have it in us. All we can do is talk about this show, this podcast. So we need you to be our eyes into the world. That's what I'm looking for.
I don't give a fuck about any of that. But anyway, also go see Johnny at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
The show is going to be good, I think. But it might not be.
I think it's going to be great. Out. I think it's going to be really great. Listeners, we're back on Friday. We have recorded the first of six episodes. I think we've got off to, I'd say, what would you say? Sort of like a one-all draw?
7 out of 10.
Yeah. I think we've got a point on the board.
Yeah, yeah. We can do better.
We can do better. And hey, on Friday, you'll find out if we do do better. I do think there's no other podcast that would end like that. I beg for money, and then the host going, I think we can do a lot better than this.
And everyone listening to this knows the end of Friday's episode is not going to end with us being like, oh, we did nail it, actually.
I think,
best episode ever.
Listen, I'm calling it now. Friday's episode will be the best episode ever. All right? Take the day off work. If you're at school, skive off. If you don't have a job, get a job. And then quit on the spot. Why? Because Failing Better is about to release their best episode ever.
If you're a doctor, you've got some patients with some serious illnesses, just leave them hanging because you need
leave
to be
them.
There to experience the next episode of Failing Better. It's an all-day event.
I will finish delivering your baby in a minute. I've got to listen to Sean and Johnny talk
in
about Robina.
In 30 minutes, I will deliver your baby. This is too important.
Unless Johnny forgot to set the timer, in which case it could last as long as it lasts.
That is true. We do need to get off now because this episode is over running. And we do have to do the best bit of art that's ever existed.
Okay. So, just to sum up, Johnny, wizards love Johnny. Hugh Edwards, great newsreader. Sign up to our Patreon. It's completely free. And that's that. See you later, everyone.
Goodbye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack. for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.